How many pro-choice children marching with us today with their parents? I wish you guys could see these two in their hot pink Lady Liberty costumes up here on the stage. That's the future of this movement. We have to remember that if young people don't know what used to be lost, we will lose it forever. So keep in mind, those of you who are those pro-choice moms and dads with those pro-choice kids, keep in mind, remind them what it used to be like. Those of us who don't know it, I didn't live it. I was born in 1973. I didn't live through the horrible back alley abortions, and I never will. Because we will not let it happen. Tell me again, no, we say no. When they say get back, we say fight back. When they say get back, we say fight back. When they say get back, we say fight back. So, it's a hot day. It is a really hot day. I hope everyone has got the water that they need. What is going on right now is that we are getting set to start in probably about, okay, I'm not gonna give you an actual time because y'all will hold it to me and I'm looking at you and you are a mob. But we are gonna start in a timely fashion coming up. So I hope those of you who are needing to get in the shade are getting in the shade, you know, and getting yourselves okay and looking out for each other. Not that I want you to move. Don't all move. We're still doing stuff here. We're going to do a few more chants because that's what we do in marches. Let's try this one. Racist, sexist, anti-gay, born again bigots, go away. Racist, sexist, anti-gay, born again bigots, go away. Racist, sexist, anti-gay, born again Christians, go away. Racist, sexist, anti-gay, born again bigots, go away. I'm sure a lot of you out there have your own ones. I hope you're working on it and you're getting fired up. They're going to hear us as we come across that bridge into Manhattan. I still see people coming in. I wish you all could turn around and see behind you and see they just keep coming in. How do you guys feel about this? Are we going to keep this up? Does it end here today? What are we all going to do? Are you going to all go out? You're going to volunteer your time to the organizations that came here today. All of you are going to think about giving some dollars if you can. All of you are going to think about how you can go and make a phone call. How all of you can go and be fluttering on the streets. How you can do all the things that you need to do to continue to protect this right. Does it stop here today? No! It does not stop here today. There are some other pieces of logistics that I want some of you all to know about what's going on here today. Oh! We have a fantastic other speaker. How about that? I'd like to welcome to the stage, Bill de Blasio.
Hello everyone, City Councilman Bill de Blasio. Look, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. This is a fantastic turnout. And here it is, it's late August, it's a baking sun, but people are out here to defend their rights. And we're going to need to do a lot of that over the next few months. It begins here in New York. We're going to send a message to our guests for the next few days that we do not accept their efforts to take away our rights. It's that simple. We don't accept it. And everywhere they go, we may be polite, we may be civil, but we're going to let them know to take their brand of politics back where they came from, because we don't accept it. It's not good for New York, it's not good for the nation, but this is the first step. We have a job ahead in the next few months. I'm going to Pennsylvania and Ohio and any place they need me. I hope every one of you who can spend a weekend in a battleground state on the front line, educating people, helping get people out to the polls, making sure our voices are heard. We need each and every person to go to where it's needed most. This, our futures, are going to be decided in Ohio and Pennsylvania and all sorts of states around this country. Our futures are going to be decided. We have to be there. And if you can't be there, get on a telephone and call voters in those states. You're going to have 1,000 opportunities to make a difference. You can make a difference, and we need you. And you're here today, and you're proving how committed you are. We need you. Thank you so much.
Do we love this city council or what? You know who this city council is? The city council, the council member Bill de Blasio is part of. This is a city council that when they found out there wasn't EC in pharmacies here in the five boroughs, they passed bills to make it happen. They didn't sit around. They didn't say, isn't that a shame? They didn't take another, sit around and form a committee. They got on the stick. They passed a bill. They put it there. They've also put it in our health clinics, and they made sure it was in ERs. That's what this city council does. That's why we love this city. That's why we love these members. That's why we have to support them whenever we can. This is what we love about this city. Again, let's talk a little bit about how we're getting across this bridge. When we tell you it's going to happen, which isn't quite yet, but it's coming, people. It's coming. The crowd is actually going to go around this big thing behind me. But you're all going to go this way. For anyone who can see me, if you're facing here, you're going to your right. It is going to get narrow. It is going to move slowly. It is going to be tight and packed. Until we get to the bridge, it will still stay a little tight on the bridge. The bridge fits about five of us wide. This is going to be slow going. The people, when they see us coming across that bridge and those press shots tomorrow, they're going to know you don't mess with us. I cannot stress enough that it's going to take a while to do this. But where else could you be this Saturday? It's going to be as fun and as important as this. Come on. You got nowhere else to be. This is it. Okay? So that's how this is going to work. So I need special cooperation from those of you in the back. Please don't push forward. Please don't shove forward. Please know it'll take a while, but you will all get there. We promise we leave no one behind. Unless you want to, but that's okay. So that's how this is going to start working. But here's the best way we're going to start thinking about stepping this off. We're going to do the oldie but goodie again. We're going to chant one more time because I'm not sure we're ready. Not sure we're loud enough. I'm not sure they're hearing us in Madison Square Garden yet. I'm not sure they're hearing us over the other side of the bridge. So let's do it again. You all know it. What do we want? When do we want it? Now. What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? I said, what do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? What do we want? When do we want it? All right. Will we give up? No. Will we back down? No. Will we let them take our rights away? Will we let them ban EC? Will we let them say birth control is wrong? Will they let them tell us that you can't have emergency contraception? Will we let them believe that women are too stupid to make their own decisions? What about when they say, will we let them continue to tell us that when we decide we want to have an abortion, we haven't thought long enough about it? Will we let them keep telling us that when we get together like this, there weren't really all that many of us? Will we let them keep saying that we are not the majority? What will we do? Will we tell them we are loud, proud, and fierce pro-choicers? Will we tell them that we are the majority? Yes. Will we tell them that you do not mess with the women of this state? We will do this, and we will keep doing it till we we don't have to do it anymore. And here is what I'm now proud to start telling you. I would like the front of Cadman Plaza, these lovely people I can see in front of me, to very slowly start moving to your right. I cannot continue to stress slow, easy going. Someone should start maybe a chant. Show me what a feminist looks like. This is